UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Hi everyone, this is episode 14 of A Taller Mountain, a podcast about women in English literature. I'm Natalia Hernandez, a teacher of English at the Official School of Languages in Elche. Thank you so much for being there, listening to us. I hope you enjoy this time together. A Taller Mountain has been born of the collaboration between the Official Schools Media Center and the UMH, Universidad Miguel Hernández, and it can be found on iVoox, please subscribe, and also on the websites of the Official School of Languages and UMH Radio. With us today, we have Andreina, a student of English at the Official School of Languages, and with her, we're going to talk about Bonnie Garmus, the author of the acclaimed Lessons in Chemistry. Thanks a lot for coming to A Taller Mountain, Andreina.
Thanks to you.
I hope you're all ready for our next section, A Woman's Life. Bonnie Garmus was born in 1957 in California and grew up in a family of four daughters. Her mother was a nurse and her father was an entomologist, a scientist who studies insects. She later attended the University of California, Santa Cruz, where she studied creative writing and aesthetic studies. During her university years, she was influenced by the women's rights movement and prominent feminist figures, which later shaped her themes in her writing. Before becoming a writer of fiction, Garmus had a long professional career in advertising and technology. She worked as a copywriter and creative director, writing for fields such as science, medicine, and education. Her job required her to research many different topics and explain them clearly, skills that later helped her as a novelist. She also ran her own copywriting business at one point and became known for her strong personality and independent working style. Throughout her career, she experienced gender inequality in the workplace, often being the only woman in meetings or having her ideas overlooked. These experiences later inspired key elements of her fiction. Although Garmus always wanted to write a novel, her path to publication was not easy. She wrote manuscripts for years while working full-time and raising a family. In fact, one of her earlier novels was rejected by 98 publishers because it was considered too long. She often wrote early in the morning or in her spare time, balancing writing with work and family responsibilities. Her persistence is a key part of her story, showing that success came after decades of effort rather than overnight. Her breakthrough came with Lessons in Chemistry 2022, which she began writing after a frustrating experience at work where a male colleague took credit for her idea. The novel reflects many of her personal experiences, especially sexism in professional environments. She has said she was writing her own role model through the main character, Elizabeth Zott. Despite being her first published novel, it became a global bestseller. It was translated into dozens of languages and later adapted into a television series. Garmus has lived in several countries, including the United States, Switzerland, Colombia, and the United Kingdom. She currently lives in London with her husband and has two daughters. Outside of writing, she enjoys open water swimming and rowing. These hobbies also influenced her novel, as her main character shares a passion for rowing. What makes Garmus especially interesting is that she became famous later in life, publishing her debut novel in her mid-60s. Her success challenged the idea that writers must achieve recognition early. She has since received major literary awards and recognition, including Author of the Year at the British Book Awards. Andreina, hello. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Hello, Natalia. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, Lessons in Chemistry has become a very popular novel, and the release of the series has helped to increase this popularity. Could you please summarize the plot of this beautiful novel, please?
Sure, Natalia. I would love to summarize the amazing and interesting plot of Lessons in Chemistry. Lessons in Chemistry tells the story of Elizabeth Salt, a very intelligent chemist during the 50s and the 60s in the States, who is made redundant from her research job since she's pregnant and not married. To make ends meet, she accepts a job as a TV cooking show host. However, she doesn't accept reading the brainless cards she's asked to read, nor the tight dresses she's told to wear in an industry whose only aim is being audience. Mm-hmm. Instead, Elizabeth decides to teach to her viewers, mostly females, chemistry, since cooking is chemistry.
It is.
Yes, indeed. During the show, she empowers them to break with the society's limitations imposed to women, in addition to stand out to be who they really want to be.
All right. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Have you seen the series?
Yes, I've seen it.
And so what do you make of it?
Actually, as soon as I finished reading the novel, I jumped into watching the series, crossing my fingers for not being disappointed. In my view, it is well produced and it reflects quite well the novel. Nevertheless, I recently read that Bonnie Garmus wasn't consulted for the script.
Oh, wasn't she?
Yeah. And I agree with her that there was a lot of focus on the romantic aspect. But, well, I could say that the empowerment of the protagonist is well reflected. On the other hand, as most films and series based on books, there are certain topics added that I found interesting too, like racism during those ages in the United States. Mm-hmm. But being honest, I truly enjoy the book more. The big positive aspect, from my point of view, is that the main message of the book can penetrate a wider audience with the series, making people, men and women, analyze how we behave in society concerning women's role.
Yes. This book, I believe, is an ode to faith in oneself. Do you agree with that, Andreina, or what's your view on this?
I could not agree more on that, Natalia. The way the protagonist defends and fights for what she wants to be is absolutely amazing. So many obstacles imposed by men and women show us that believing in oneself is undoubtedly necessary to become who we want to be. As far as I'm concerned, and the book reflects it, if one is lucky enough during childhood to count with someone who can create the sparkle of faith in oneself, this is how a person will cope with life.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Talking in this case about a woman, I will admit that it's easier for us to doubt in some situations about ourselves, mainly because of society's behavior. Yet, if we have faith in ourselves, we can become who we want to be.
One of the main topics in Lessons in Chemistry is misogyny and gender discrimination. And I love that topic, you know.
Yeah, I know that.
Could you dwell on this, please?
I would like to shortly explain that I was born and raised in Venezuela, and luckily, I have never experienced any kind of gender discrimination during that phase of my life. Although some other problems existed from my point of view, class discrimination prevailed. Mm. Yeah. Not until my 30th, I moved to a Central American country, did I realize how women were constantly exposed to gender discrimination. But at the same time, I saw a lot of women fighting for who they wanted to be. I believed since then I started to analyze gender discrimination more deeply. Moving to Europe in my 40s and raising our daughter in this society, I believe that I'm now more aware about these topics. Sadly, there's still a lot of work to do. Changes must be made to finally have gender equality in this society.
Yeah. Lots of changes.
Yeah. Sure. I could say that the way Bonnie Garmus presents these topics in her novel is absolutely amazing. I find it very important that reminding us how women needed to cope with life in the past. It's a key factor for not forgetting all the advances women have reached and gained over history. As I said, changes still must be made, but empowering women on who they want to be and, in addition, creating awareness on males in our family and friends, I believe it could be a way to stop experiencing misogyny and gender discrimination in our societies.
Family and friendship. This novel depicts human relationships beautifully. There's biological family and found family, the family you choose. How does the book portray these relationships?
The book portrays these relationships in an interesting way. As for biological family, it shows that sometimes, even though both parents are physically present, being emotionally able for their children is not always true. Mm-hmm. It shows the examples of a divorce or monoparental family in which one of the parents tries to do the best for the child. And on the other hand, when a biological family is physically absent, these different relationships are thought-provoking, and the writer includes and emphasizes how found family can help to cope with life for people who sadly didn't come with the support of a biological family in all of its extensions. The book makes clear that it's not just blood relationships that allow people to feel connected. Shared experiences and belief will also deeply connect people.
Another important topic that appears in this novel is healing from grief and loss, but also resilience, right?
Yes, of course. Some of the characters in Lessons in Chemistry spend most of their time grieving the death of a loved one and trying to cope with life. Even though the characters are heartbroken and some of them could feel guilty, instead of crumbling, they choose to persevere. All of the different reactions emphasize the idea that healing from grief and loss is a gradual process that leads to resilience. I really loved how the writer includes the aspects of acceptance, human social support, and emotional management during the healing process.
Yes, I loved that too. Yes. In this novel, we see how the power of education is central. The protagonist, Elizabeth, believes that knowledge and information give people control over their own lives. Can you dwell on this, please?
Sure, I would love to. Even though the protagonist doesn't have a complete scientific formation, she refuses to believe that women are less capable than men. During her show, she demonstrates how the power of education allows people to exceed their expectations. At the same time, she encourages the audience to take their intellectual development seriously. Elizabeth's scientific formation allows her to approach problems analytically and often leaving emotions out of the equation. She refuses to take things for granted and encourages the same attitude in her daughter. The way how we see the world will undoubtedly promote the acquisition of knowledge. We can easily see in Lessons in Chemistry that the pursuit of knowledge and formation is the best way to have control over one's life.
Yes. Andreina, I love being here with you. But it's now time to ask you the two questions I ask all my guests at the end of each episode. So let's start with the first one. Listen, Is there a quote by Bonnie Garmus, either in her novel, Lessons in Chemistry, or in general, that you love?
There are a lot of quotes that I really loved from the book. But to mention just one of them, Natalia, I would like to read this one.
Okay, I'm listening.
Men and women are both human beings, and as humans, we are byproducts of our upbringings, victims of our lackluster educational systems, and choosers of our behaviors. I could not agree more on this quote.
I could not agree more either. And here goes the second question, Andreina. Do you recommend reading this book or her work in general to students of English or to anyone?
Of course. I absolutely recommend reading Lessons in Chemistry for students of English and for the general public too. Being a fiction story, but knowing that some experiences lived by Bonnie Garmus are reflected on it, I could say it's a thought-provoking and gripping plot. It's a must.
Well, thanks, Andreina. It's been a great interview. Thank you.
I really enjoyed it, too. Thanks for having me, Natalia.
Okay, now let's get ready for our next section, On Screen. If you want to know more about this author, don't miss her official website, BonnieGarmus.com. Please, don't miss the radio interview they did with her on the BBC radio programme The Food Chain, an interview which was titled Bonnie Garmus, My Life in Five Dishes. If you want to take a look at Lessons in Chemistry in just 4 minutes, do not miss the short video broadcast in the programme Good Morning America. The National Writer Series, the NWS, is a non-profit literary organization in the United States that hosts live and virtual events featuring well-known authors. I loved the conversation that was recorded with Bonnie Garmus and that you can find on YouTube. And of course, watch the great series Lessons in Chemistry, a feel-good series but also thought-provoking, exciting, an engaging one. Don't miss it. And now, before we go, it would be great, Andreina, if you could read Legacy to our listeners, the poem by Ruby Kaur, which inspired the name of this podcast. Will you do that for us, please?
Yes, of course, Natalia. I stand on the sacrifices of a million women before me, thinking, what can I do to make this mountain taller so the women after me can see farther?
Andreina, thanks again. You've made this mountain taller today with us doing this podcast, and you, our listeners, too. All of us together, we are making this mountain taller. Well, that was all for today. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I hope you tune in with us for our last episode this season, in about a month. You'll find a link to this podcast, as well as those links I mentioned on the section On Screen, posted on the Instagram page of the official School of Languages. Subscribe, please, to our program at Tolle Mountain on iVoox, and don't forget to give us a like if you enjoyed it. A huge thank you to Andreina for joining us and to the entire staff of UMH Radio. In the technical team today, Manuel Macia. Bye.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.